Broadcasting since 1994, you are listening to KPSU, Portland's college radio, streaming worldwide 24/7 at kpsu.org. Stay tuned for POG, but first these very important announcements.
Hey, you Radioland listeners interested in being involved with KPSU? Whether it's doing album or concert reviews or even hosting your own show, you can be a volunteer here at KPSU. KPSU is dedicated to amplifying the voice and experience of students at Portland State University through free format radio programming. We've got a wide variety of entertainment, journalism, and specialty shows, all produced by PSU students and community member volunteers. So if you're interested in being involved in any way, or even hosting your own show here at KPSU, email our volunteer director at volunteer@kpsu.org. That's volunteer@kpsu.org. Are you interested in video production? Want to gain experience with everything related to visual content creation, from photography to media marketing? Portland State Television is the place for you to expand your passion or learn a new one. Our quick and easy training sessions can get you up and running so you can use our equipment for your project today. PSU TV, created by students for students.
Hey, PSU students, do you feel overwhelmed with your coursework? Could you use some help in organizing your personal schedule and completing your assignments on time? Come and see us at the Learning Center on the second floor of Miller Library. We offer academic coaching and tutoring, and all our services are at no additional cost to PSU students. We tutor subjects such as math, statistics, and sciences, including biology and chemistry, as well as world languages such as Spanish and German. Visit us on the second floor of the Miller Library to find out more, or take a look at our website at pdx.edu/tutoring.
In some cultures, the world began with language, like a lion singing the first day, or fiat lux. Language is a social complex as well as an inner and outer process involving meaning, intentions, receivers, transmitters, transceivers, and true believers. We dress our intentions in sound and call it language. It conceals, makes up, reveals, conveys, and fills in. It hints and hones through open windows and telephones. Sounds leave us like a stone slipped or thrown through the air to water landing at last among the jumble of similar but unique others carried in the ear's bedload. We may strain to see how it lands, whether it came to rest or is yet moving. But from where we are, we may never know for sure. Welcome to POG. I'm your host, Jeremy, and this week we're considering language and the rules, syntax, and structures that separate it from other sounds. What is the range of understanding's interval, and where does it change? And what does that say about the maker? And what meaning does it convey? And to which audience? Well, we'll start on solidly linguistic ground with Louis Armstrong. I've heard a perhaps apocryphal story that while recording a new song, Louis dropped his sheet of music and on the floor, and not yet having the lyrics memorized, he instead improvised, creating a musically correct but nonsensical vocal part, and in so doing, invented what we now call scatting. I've also heard it was created by a traveling minstrel some years prior, though I could find no recording, so this next captured take and our first selection today remains historically significant as one of the earliest recordings ever made of what would become known as scat. And if you know how Louis liked to sign his letters, you'll appreciate the consistency. Here's heebie-jeebies. Listen for that paper drop near the 2-minute mark.
Thank you. and do that dance. They call the heebie-jeebies dance. Yes, ma'am, father's got the heebie-jeebies dance. And he's got to keep burning, keep laughing. Leap him to the little deal. Come on down to that dance. They call it heebie-jeebies dance. Sweet mama, papa got to do the heebie-jeebies dance.
Yeah. chug-a-run, chug-a-run, chug-a-run.
Cold in Ainsonite Jews all.
You the cold maze, say one prison cold in Ainsonite Jews all. All right.
Say one, please, in combination, I do some, all right. till I'd be gone.
That was Adriano Celentano and his wife Claudia Mori singing on a track called Precinct Colon and Ensign and Chusel, a piece designed to explore how language becomes a barrier absent understanding. A song created to convey only what English sounds like to monolingual Italian ears. Common English phonemes are there, but all meaning is absent, save a smattering of interjected all rights. Prior to Precinct and Colon and Ensign and Chusel, we heard El Chombo from 2006 with Chacarón. That's a great one for karaoke if it's late and you've dulled your enunciator with smoke and strong drink. That followed Tsunami by Urban Trad, which is a Belgian, Flemish, Franco-Galician folk group who sing in a language all their own. Before that, we heard renowned jazz vocalist Bobby McFerrin thinking about your body and using his to make music and illuminate for us something of the edge between pure vocal sounds and words with unknown meaning. My own small body of work is largely spinning about an axis called broken sentence, and part of that concept comes to me from my father's people, whose faith leads them to lend their bodies to spirits, angels, or God, so the divine may sing or otherwise act through them at this human scale. Some may know it as speaking in tongues, glossolalia, intuitive dualism, taking a rider, or any number of other terms for related phenomena. Two children of air, Lisa Gerard and Brendan Curry, have a project you may have heard of called Dead Can Dance, whose albums were the first place I'd ever heard tongue sung outside of church or the home. Their songs have remained a cherished, mysterious refuge for me ever since. It's worth noting they'll be performing live Sunday, May 3rd at Paramount Theater in Seattle. So here's a track I may have played before on this show, but it's the first one of theirs I ever heard from the 1996 album Spirit Chaser, which is still in my regular rotation. Here's Snake in the Moon on KPSU, your college radio.
Amor, real one, super.
Thank you.
was Water Shows the Hidden Heart by Enya, singing in a language created specifically for that song by the Irish poet Roma Ryan, who is also the lyricist for Enya. The language she created is called Loxian and has a really rich history. You should definitely look more into that. If you're not Irish, then perhaps the sound Enya carries no meaning for you. You probably know it's a word and further a name, which in itself is heavy metadata. Enya is one of several variations on Etna, and Etna is a name shared by many figures in Irish history. Balúr's daughter, who mothered Luke, was an early Etnu, the same Luke who gifted the Cún Cadhc a golden vessel and a serving spoon. Cún Cadhc's third wife was also named Etna, and until her death, the fields of her people produced three crops a year. Etna means kernel, like a seed. And now, because you have heard what I said, the word Enya is, like that golden vessel, fuller still, and connected to variations, predecessors, scenes and meaning that were absent a moment ago, but now can't be got rid of unless you dip your cup in Leith water and empty it again. But you'll probably still remember it means seed. Prior to Enya, we heard Cocteau Twins, who choose their lyrics for phonic rather than syntactic reasons. That was a beautiful piece called Seco Buff. Well, I've enjoyed selecting this music for you today, and if you'd like to know more, I'll post a transcript of today's show at kpsu.org, as well as a track list and a link where you can listen again while wikiing to your heart's content. Just search for POG, spelled phonetically. That's Papa, Echo Echo, Oscar Hotel, Golf, Echo Echo. And tune in again next Thursday from 13 to 1400 for another carefully curated playlist. Gonna head out into this last set with Sigaros singing in Hopelandic. Here is Milano. Until next time, Slán. Thank you.